They tend to be quite a spotty creature. Although an alpaca might look solid black to you in the paddock, when you get it on the shearing table once a year, you might find a white spot or a brown spot in its groin, up high under its legs, its armpit somewhere, and that has an influence on the colour that that animal may breed with its progeny. And you have to be careful what male and female you put together. For instance, you can put two brown animals together and expect a brown outcome and get a white one. So this research has been pivotal for commercial breeders like myself to be able to unlock the genetic background to animals and find out how we can get the colour outcomes that we actually want.
When you're breeding your animals for a particular colour, what is the reason behind you wanting that particular colour outcome? Has it got to do with the amount of money you can charge for that fleece? Is it just out of personal preference, or is it perhaps something else as well?
Well, the colour outcomes are driven by the demand, the textile producer demand. Currently, the highest demand is for white fibre because they can colour that to any colour, but they want every colour outside of that in its natural form. And so there's several types of brown and fawns and caramels and greys, for instance. We have a light silver grey, a medium grey, a dark grey, which is like a charcoal, and three or four types of rose grey, anything from a pink to a dark reddy rose grey to a purple rose grey. And those colours are very sought after in the high-end fashion industry where we're making garments in Milan and so on, and they're charging a fortune, anything from, you know, $1,000 for perhaps a jumper to $30,000 for a suit. At the moment, we are looking to do a collection of fibre in central Queensland in February, and we are hoping to get 100 kilos of some fairly rare colours, and then we will freight them over to Europe and have them auctioned. So our fibre, we can get anything from $3 a kilo for that carpet quality, which is a more coarse quality, up to about $70 a kilo. And it will be really interesting to see what we get for our very rare greys when we send those to Europe for auction next year.
So it's research like Kylie Munyard's then that really kind of helps producers like yourself and others as they move towards developing certain colours and rarer colours and things like that.
Absolutely. And also trying to avoid those things that we get out there in the paddock where we have two colours on the one fleece. That might be nice for the home industry, the home spinners, but really as commercial producers, we want to have the most even colour across that body of our alpaca, whether it's a grey alpaca, a brown one or a white one.